Wendy, you know who stopped by to say hello?
Tell me.
Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD.
Hello.
It's been so long.
We've not seen you guys in a long time. How are you?
No,
not like last year.
The four of us have been together. It's been it's like Thanksgiving-ish.
Go ahead, Bill. You haven't seen him since the new year changed.
I'm not going to say it. It's too easy. I can't do it.
He wishes you luck in the upcoming new year.
Mm. I do, but I'm not allowed to say it. I got castigated for that.
Oh, no.
Yep.
You should record like just a spot for that. Like better, you just push a button and it says like,
right.
And it wishes you luck.
Better right. than a different word that starts with cast.
Yeah, he confused me.
Yesterday, as I was saying goodbye to a guest that Wendy and I were speaking with, I wished him a good luck in the new year, and Wendy thought that was very funny, and then I wished everybody on the show good luck in the new year.
There's nothing wrong with good luck, Bill.
Nope. Technically, it's already this year, so now are you wishing me luck in 2017?
I guess that was part of the, is that part of the, I don't know. Good luck for the rest of the decade.
Whatever works for you.
Right.
Hey, so actually, while we're sort of on the topic of the new year, I closed out last year with a really unpleasant experience.
What happened, Hannah? Why?
Well, here, let me start with this little public service announcement. If there is food in your fridge that you are surprised to find there, don't eat it.
Yeah, who would eat it? Why did you eat it? And what was it?
Because pie. That's all I have to say. Pie. I went in the fridge to get something slightly healthy. And you know I'm the queen of labeling everything. I Sharpie marker all the dates.
I was going to say, how did this slip past security?
Because I didn't put the pie away. And all of a sudden I was like, pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
And I ate a piece and I wished that I had not for the next 2 days.
What's the shelf life on something like that?
Less than a week, apparently.
It's got to be less than a week.
Yeah.
Did you get pretty sick from this?
Super sick.
You did.
I go 3 to 5 days for your ballpark figure. And
I'm in the same range.
Chicken or seafood, definitely 3 at the most.
Yeah.
But the thing is with some of those, let's say a soup, a stew, and we're going to talk about soup later because it's soup month, you can heat them to a point where you would kill what was in it.
That's an excellent point.
Right.
Yeah, pie, which is custard based. Yeah, not so
much.
Doesn't
hold up.
No. So don't do that.
So this gave you, without getting too graphic, some sort of stomach disorder.
I had food poisoning and it was horrific.
Oh, no.
It was bad enough to teach me not to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The decision making process is tough. I just rationalize, number one, and it's a couple different factors, how much I want it
right.
and how difficult it would be to replace it.
go get another pie.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's a pumpkin pie that, let's say, your mom made and that's not going to happen until next year. This slides the scale up towards just seize the day, right?
Yeah, this was December 30th, and so it was a Christmas Eve pie. So do the math; that's a whole week.
Have you ever found something there you just can't identify? You go, it's kind of like lasagna, but it's not quite like lasagna. I don't know what this is.
The other day in the freezer, and I believe I think it is in fact lasagna that Steve just wrapped up in Saran and stuck
months
in the freezer.
Ago.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think it was also Christmas Eve, but it's in the freezer, so that's okay. And you can heat it to the point where some of that is negligible.
Is the rest of the family on board with the labeling and dating, or are they in need for
obviously
like a training
not.
Refresher?
Just you?
Obviously not. But yeah, it really did turn into a, oh, shoot, that was bad.
Do you know what my mom used to do? They had every year there was an annual business trip that my parents took. Or at least they told us it was a business trip. We just didn't see them for months at a time. I don't know where they went. They would go away for a week.
Vegas.
And my mom would pre-make food for my brother and myself to last us the week. So she would label it.
She was a saint.
She was a saint. She would label it not just the food that it was, but the day that she would suggest that we would also eat that food.
Oh. So was it frozen or just in the fridge?
Some of it in the refrigerator, some of it in the freezer. But now looking back, I wonder, because like I said, it was a week's worth of food. Mm-hmm. And there were some sandwiches that I'm not sure should have lasted a whole week in the refrigerator. There were certain things she made that I don't know if a week is a good idea on this.
Well, I mean, you're here to talk about it,
right.
So it wasn't all that bad.
Well, they made us sign all sort of release forms every year before they would leave.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just in case there were legal
entanglements. And then one more right here.
right. All right, there's several things to discuss with both of you about the world of food. Number one of them is one of your favorite foods, I know for a fact, and that would be soup.
Soup. It is soup month. January
I love
is
soup.
Happy soup month, everybody.
Is
have
fantastic.
A happy and safe soup
and
month.
Apparently, records have them making soup back into the 1300s.
Well, anything, they would just pour some water on it.
Would get food poisoning.
Yeah.
They found an animal and they poured water on it and they had soup all of a sudden.
What will make it softer?
Water. All right. That would be good.
Now, around 1300 is the first known recorded recipes of soup.
Wait a minute. Seriously. Wait, so Hannah said this guy with like a chisel and a stone. Wait a minute. Hold on. Everybody holds it. Let me get this.
Right. A little bit of broth, some celery, some onions. We got something.
What are your favorite types of soups, though?
Well, the lobster bisque is always good.
Right. That's a
too rich.
Is that too rich for you? Yeah. Clam chowder?
That's rich.
Also cream based.
Also too rich. Yeah. Right?
I like the chicken noodle, the beef barley.
So you like a broth based soup?
Yeah, but I do like a cream of chicken with wild rice.
Also. Okay.
Can I go continental on you? Wonton.
Look at you guys. This is the team photos of some of the best soups of all time.
Aren't they good? Yeah.
And look at how they span the globe.
Yes.
Right? You're taking a world tour in a bowl right there.
That would be the name of a book we should write together.
That's got James Beard Award winning winner written all over it.
Why is this month soup month and not the other 11?
Well, because it is the, it's the most comforting month that you would need soup.
Is
right? Because everybody just holes up in their house during January.
After Christmas.
Right.
And you've eaten a ton during the holiday, so soup makes you feel like you're not stuffing yourself, unless you take a half a loaf of Italian bread and dip it
Pop
in there.
Pop it in there.
And they've also done a study, and this is completely legitimate, where they fed people the same food, but one was served in a meal form.
Yeah.
And one was served blended up in a soup form.
Yeah.
And those people who ate the soup form were actually fuller longer.
Is that right? Why? Yeah. So it's all in the presentation, I'm guessing?
It's in the presentation, but I mean, essentially what they did is they took two groups of military troops and fed
hostages.
Them.
Hostages were they, yeah.
No, but fed it to them a veg and a protein and then the same amount of fluid.
Yeah.
So they had the water that would be the base for the soup and then also served it to them in the same capacity, just as a soup.
That's interesting.
It your body processes it differently.
I'm guessing just the process of eating soup, you just ingest some extra oxygen, some air, some whatever takes up some space. Plus, just the nature of what it is makes it, you can't really wolf down some soup. So that, and you get fuller faster than I guess your brain is able to understand that.
Right.
And if the meal takes a little bit longer, then I think you'll be less full. I think it's great.
For some reason, my brain won't accept drinking it like in a cup. Like
no.
If I have a spoon involved, I could do it all day long. But just to drink it like it's a beverage, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, that makes it like it's a savory beverage. And it's weird. There's a restaurant in the city. There's several locations. And one of their things is like a sipping broth. You know, if you're sick, you can go in and get some broth. And I've never really been able to get behind it.
That doesn't work.
Like, yeah, I don't need it out of styrofoam. Nope. Just give me a spoon.
On the WGN Plus for our Flavor HD stuff, some of the things, especially in honor of Soup Month, we're going to be doing, Hannah and I are going to be doing some more interviews and some things about specifically soup is going to be one of the first things that we can do. So if people have a favorite soup, info@flavorhd.com. You guys have named off some soups that I think everybody likes and has always liked. One of the things that I thought was kind of interesting as I was contemplating the topic was soups that I hated as a kid.
Yeah.
But now I absolutely love
split pea. I never liked that.
It's absolutely
awesome. And now I love it.
Tomato
reminds
soup.
Me of The Exorcist.
I watch The Exorcist while I'm eating it.
Remember
she
when
really
you could
to immerse herself
you could get Campbell's split pea soup and you could win tickets to see The Exorcist. Remember that?
That was the giveaway. Best promotion.
Oh, I don't know what they were thinking.
So that's it. Soup related movies and then soups that you came to know and love. But like tomato soup is one that I
with a grilled cheese.
I felt as a kid I was kind of tortured with it. I didn't really like it that
I
much.
Loved
now
it.
It's just something you really look forward to. And with grilled cheese, yep.
Why are you making a funny look?
Because tomato soup doesn't do it for me at all. And I know people who love it. Family members of mine will have it from time to time. And I just go, I don't think
so. But tomato bisque is what I like because there's big globs of stewed tomatoes
in there.
Why isn't
that too rich for you? Because that's almost as rich as lobster bisque.
Because the tomato is not a protein. I mean, I think it's.
Does it ever say market price next to the tomato bill?
Oh, no, it never does. It never does. I've told you this, Hannah, but I kept it a secret from you guys. But I wanted Hannah to know this. Years ago in Maine, there's a restaurant that we would always go to, and they had as a special one day, they had blueberry shiitake mushroom soup. And I said to the waiter, honestly, has anybody even ordered this? He goes, you can't believe how great this is.
I have searched for this recipe for you.
Oh, my God. It's one of the best foods I've ever had in my life, and it was a special that they've never made again.
No. Well, I mean, shiitakes are more expensive.
I'm going to have to hit the delay.
Right, I'm sorry. Wendy, shiitake happens. You know that. Come on. You can say that. You can get away with that.
Well, so, Bill, describe it for those people so they can search out and try to recreate it. I can't even imagine what kind of soup it is. I'm thinking fruit juice.
Well, here's
and
what
mushroom.
It is. I said to him, those are two flavors I would never in a million years put together. And he said, try it and then we'll talk about it. And I did. And I said, I can't believe I ate the whole thing. I said that. And then I said, I can't believe how these separate. Like, with every spoonful of this, you would taste very distinctively the blueberries.
So it's nuanced.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's layered and nuanced. You would taste the blueberries, but then the shiitake mushroom was also there, blended together perfectly.
All right. Now, and like I said, if you happen to have this recipe, because I have searched for the recipe, so if somebody has that, please
pass
it
along
to myself,
please.
Or info at FlavorHD. Here's another thing I did the other day, and this was out of the blue. I make a recipe that calls for cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
Right? Which, like, any of the recipes that came from the 70s call for a can of cream of mushroom soup.
Green bean casserole, anything.
Yeah. My kids hate the chunks of mushrooms.
Oh.
So I was either faced with picking this out or... No, I stuck it in the blender.
Oh,
you are a genius.
Thank you. It was like
a
Vitamix,
mushroom smoothie?
Vitamix for the win. Yeah, I added some water to it to obviously allow it to blend more easily. But it was perfect. I had all the earthiness and
really?
The savoriness of the mushrooms, none of the chunks. And I don't know why it never occurred to me prior
that?
To that.
Like the shrewdy. But the did you do it? Because sometimes I'll hand stuff to the kids that I'm doing kind of a resourceful workaround.
Yeah.
Because they're just such complainers, you know. And so you hand it to them. So, Hannah, did you hand it and we were like, did you notice it? No,
they had said in the past, like, oh,
if these were just
great,
smaller,
except we don't like the chunks of mushrooms. Okay. And so I was getting ready to make the recipe, and Grayson said, I really wish it didn't have the mushrooms because I have to pick all of this out. And I'm getting ready to make it, and I was like, what if there were no mushrooms?
Wouldn't that happen? Yep.
Yeah, so that's another option because it never occurred to me to blend it.
There are some people who the consistency of food, I know my son Michael, when he was learning how to eat real food, he could eat smooth yogurt, but the fruit in there, it's like the
that
consistency.
It gags
just,
on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mushrooms are one that I don't like the texture of mushrooms.
Yeah.
I love what they add to the dish,
right?
But really, I'm one that really would
they're a little spongy,
just enough, yeah. And so for me, it was a better shift on the recipe.
Interesting. All right, Hannah and Dana here from Flavor HD. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN. Speaking of mystery and crime, Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD are here. Hi, guys.
It seems like a crime at how just perfect Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are. And apparently it is.
Well, let's get
He's not that great, despite what Anna DeVonta says.
You're not a fan of Tom Brady's?
No, he's not that cute.
No?
Yeah, I'm not a big
fan. Wow.
She's cuter than he
is.
Wow.
She makes
more
money than
he does. She's a supermodel, yeah.
Well, we bring the story up because they are in the news. There's a diet that I guess...
One of those two needs to be on a diet?
They're both in pretty good shape.
It is all about what they take in versus actually like watching their calories. That's not it at all. Their chef was actually interviewed, and apparently they're incredibly strict.
Hello, lovey. Where's my chef?
Chef Alan Campbell, relation to the soup.
Mm-hmm. No.
We have to say that
very
because it is
different.
Soup month. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very, very different. But essentially what they do is a variation on an AIP diet, which is very, very strict paleo diet for people who have autoimmune. I've talked about that myself, that mm-hmm. I've done this prior. I don't even think I'm as strict as what it sounds like they are. And honestly, if I had a personal chef, maybe I could be. It'd be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But what they do is primarily a vegetable-based diet, but no tomatoes.
Why?
Because
it has lycopene.
It
does. They are inflammatory. It's a category of vegetables called nightshades, which also include mushrooms. Apparently, they don't like the texture either. Peppers, mushrooms, eggplants, and tomatoes are referred to as nightshades. Tomatoes will occasionally make it into their meals about once a month or so.
Now, there's stories that Tom Brady has been deflating his vegetables. Is that true? Do we know for sure if that's happening?
He's not, but he's aware that others are.
Some people are doing it.
You got some flat eggplants.
Allegedly.
His meal planner was found smashed in the garbage. They couldn't retrieve information from it. Well, this is a good point because he's got his own personal chef. chef. And so you could just blurt out things at a moment of weakness and say, I'd like to eat all organic. Let's eat 80% vegetables. Let's just have a raw diet. Let's do this, right? In the real world, like we, and I'll include all of us collectively and all of the listeners too, except for just a handful.
A lot of work.
Yeah, it's just not possible to do crazy things like that, you know. But when you have your own personal chef and you make, I think, between you $100 million a year, God, you can, you know, it just shows up. Because I know that if the food just showed up and it was at least good, and someone else made it, said, Dane, this is what's for dinner, this is what I would be eating, and whatever would happen would happen.
I mean, if we go back, and the thing is, it's not lost on me that their chef is doing interviews. I mean, Art Smith being one of the more famous chefs, who was Oprah's personal chef, obviously has spun that into a tremendous personal celebrity, including restaurants, and he's a great chef and a great guy.
Well, Hannah, what are you implying? What happened there?
I'm wondering. No, because she was incredibly healthy and very fit when he was cooking.
Well, Wendy's chef, Chef Boyardee, did a similar thing years ago and has done very well for himself.
I think, though,
although look at me,
that when you have examples of fitness such as Giselle and Tom Brady, it might not be out of the question that he's trying to raise his own personal
profile. What happens, like, does the body accept, like, let's say you're on a regular diet for years and years and years, and all of a sudden you decide, I'm only going to eat vegetables or vegetable-based. Does your body adapt to that quickly, or does that take a while for that to happen?
It can depend. Everybody is going to be different. I'm not a nutritionist. However, what you do have to go through, especially if you've been eating incredibly poorly, detoxing from the sugars and whatever you might have been reacting to prior. Like they were saying, tomatoes are inflammatory. You could be dealing with some inflammation just from a reaction of things you've been eating.
I think your body does go into, not shock, but it goes into an adjustment period where you may have some, you know, loose stool or some other things.
I
know that sounds terrible.
I was hoping
I got
you'd say that today.
Food poisoning talk without that phrasing, and yet
I think that's a nice diplomatic way to say it.
You're inflammatory.
Yeah. Well, we talked about for the average person, like how do you achieve these things? It's wonderful you can see something magical on TV, but you just can't get it. When I was filling in, I was talking with Roger Badish, and we were talking about one of our resolutions. I said my resolution was to lose 80 pounds. Right?
80 pounds?
You can't lose 80 pounds.
I know. He said that. I couldn't lose 80 pounds. And I said, well, I'll put it out there. So then when I'm only half as successful as I'd like to be, then hey, maybe we'll be in the team photo. And then we were talking about, you know, those movie stars, right? They can fluctuate for a movie role because they've got the personal trainer. So the goal is to get a job, get an acting job, right?
Where you have a personal starring role in a movie.
Where you've got to fluctuate. And now we can add in, become a supermodel or a Hall of Fame quarterback. And then the diet thing is all set.
Do you know who does that? And you would never believe this, but I see pictures of him in like National Enquirer type magazines. Denzel Washington can be so cut and in such great shape when he's doing movies, and then he'll be off for 6 months or 8 months, and you see him in these magazines. He's got a gut on him. He looks really heavy. And then he just loses the weight like that.
Well, I mean, to compare, and that's part of the reason I wanted to talk about this diet and the fact that it's getting a lot of attention. If you want to be healthier, that's great. And if you want to use this as an example, mazel tov. But this is something that is really, really hard to achieve without the chef and the trainers.
And the dollars. It's probably very expensive, just that process of having a guy go out and get
that. The chef has said, and that's the thing, he said, you know, if it's not organic, I do not buy it.
Right.
Well, okay, but for me to say, all right, what am I going to cook? What am I going to make for the kids? It's not organic. I can't buy it. It's January in Chicago.
Right.
There are places to go. It's incredibly expensive. I'm going to be running around to different restaurants. The chef, that's his job, or he has people who would be sourcing that for him.
Of course.
And so this is something, if you want to make those positive changes, do it. I'm all for it. And if this is something that you can look towards, that's great. But we're not Denzel and Tom Brady. And I mean, part of the reason they're saying does this is he wants to extend his playing time into his 40s. She obviously wants to have incredible skin. And
oh God, who cares?
Right, exactly. That's my problem.
She's a supermodel.
I like incredible skin, please.
I just want to feel better. And
that's,
you know,
why
I try to make the best food choices.
That's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. That's their website, flavorhd.com. Dane's band Loose Stool will be performing at Metro this Saturday night. You got a 9 o'clock show.
Loosey Goosey opening up.
Come early.
That's a great show. Thank you, guys. Great to see you. Quick break, and then news is next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.